everybody. Thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the great privilege of being the pastor here at Sugar Hill Church. Thank you for joining us. I hope you'll take a few minutes and feel free to share this in your social media networks or even to an email to a person that you know is struggling, and this might be an encouragement to them. Today, let's talk about who, me? I mean, I love to point out somebody else's faults, don't you? But there are times when I look in the mirror and I think to myself, you know what? I wish I had what they had. I wish I could do what they do. I wish I could speak like that guy. I wish I could write like that guy. I bet if I had that kind of time, I could drive that kind of car. I think comparison kills our Christian life. I really do. I think at times we forget that the scriptures give us such a clear indication that the only standard that we're really measured by is obedience to the Lord. Well, over in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we know it as the love chapter, where Paul talks about what love is. And in the fourth verse, he says, love is patient, love is kind. And then it gets to where I struggle. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. So Paul says on the front end, this is what love is. It's patient and it's kind. Then he says what it isn't. He says, it doesn't envy, it doesn't boast, it isn't proud. When somebody does you wrong, how do you respond to that? When somebody gets the part in the musical that you wanted, or gets to start in front of you, or gets that job interview, or even gets that promotion that you thought you deserve or wanted, how do you react? There's a lot of folks that are faced when they're treated wrongly, or maybe they're just being jealous of somebody else, that just blow up. We get angry, we get mean, we get back at the other person, we think, I'll get mine, and you just wait. Well, you know, love says it is patient. What does patience include? Patience includes waiting on the Lord. Patience is the recognition that I wasn't ready. I saw an interview of a politician the other day. I'm not going to bring up the name because I don't want you to paint the picture. I just want you to hear the statement. This politician was speaking with an interviewer, and the interviewer said, well, why didn't you run back in, and they said, 2012? And I thought that he gave such a great answer. He said, because in 2012, I wasn't ready. You know, I look at that and I think to myself, that's patience. I wasn't ready then, even though I wanted to go do it. Love is also kind, isn't it? When you look at this verse and you recognize that the verse says we're to be patient, we're to be kind, I got to tell you, on that scale, I am totally stinking the place up. When somebody does better than us, we're encouraged not to be envious of the person. Part of that is in that kindness package. I believe the world would be an incredibly different place if we could do three things. Are you ready? I believe if we could be grateful, the world would be better. I believe if we could be gracious, it would be unbelievable. And I believe when we did those two things, we'd become generous. You know, a generous person is not envious. A generous person is kind. A generous person is patient. And it does not boast. It is not proud. These are all hard things to do in our own strength and ability. I got to tell you, I'm a pastor and I'm supposed to be these things, but I rarely am. I usually miss it. I'm on the wrong side of that equation often. No matter how hard it might seem to love somebody when you've been wronged, there's some pretty good news. The Bible says that God's love is already in our heart. So what we need to do is let that love dominate the way we act and the way we treat other people. The love is already there. It's just a matter of doing something with it. So today, let me encourage you with these words. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. And aren't you glad to know that God is love? Go have a great midweek. I cannot wait to see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11. Of course, we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you.